Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And, oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Meatloaf Monday, because it's always about the food. But right now, what it's also about is this strong perception, reasonable expectation, that there has been a cover-up. We have the new prostate, prostate cancer announcement from the Biden family. We also have the Robert Herr audio tapes finally that show us how clearly impaired Biden seemed during the course of those interviews. We also have, by the way, the Jake Tapper book coming out, which is a little self-serving, but nonetheless, there it is, talking about the inside stories of all the things that were being done to prop up Weekend at Bernie's and pretend it was still a presidency. All that to say, I cannot help but wonder, our head's going to roll over this at some point. Well, the only way to maybe do that would be, I don't know, maybe through a special counsel. And then I saw something on social media and said, well, there's the guy who might know the answers. So J-Town is no stranger to this show. J-Town is a former U.S. Attorney appointed by Donald Trump during his first administration. Got his undergraduate degree from Notre Dame, his Juris Doctorate degree from Seton Hall. He was a Judge Advocate General in the U.S. Marine Corps and a former U.S. Attorney, and he's on the phone right now. J-Town, how you doing?
Bill, it's always good to be on with you, man. Thanks.
Well, thank you for making time, man. I appreciate it. Hey, listen, I saw you on social media yesterday, and you were, like, speaking my language. You suggested that there needs to be a special counsel. But first of all, how does that work? Tell folks what a special counsel really is and does, and then how would we apply that possibly to this Biden cover-up?
Yeah, and, you know, we were sort of in some sort of special counsel hell throughout the Biden administration, and really even the Trump administration with the Mueller report. So essentially what a special counsel is, it has the power of the United States attorney, but anywhere in the United States. U.S. attorneys are limited to their districts. Me, I was the Northern District of Alabama. So a special counsel, if they were appointed, which there's a statute that allows them to be appointed by the attorney general or by the deputy attorney general, can then convene grand juries and start sending out subpoenas and digging into whatever issue that special counsel either is appointed to dig into or comes across along the way. And in this case, with the White House, to me, at least in my opinion, there could possibly be criminal offenses by people who knew of the cover-up, knew of his lack of mental acuity and ability, and essentially acted as president of the United States for him, thinking that they were doing exactly what he would want them to do. Now, how many times, Phil, have you asked who's been in charge of the country for the last 4 years?
Absolutely.
And I just want to read, because this is important and it's short, 18 U.S.C. 912. It's a part of the criminal code, federal statute, federal crime. I'm going to take out the ors and the stuff that don't really matter here. But let me read this to you and tell me if somebody acted under the authority of the President of the United States without getting first approval because he's having a bad day or a bad week or whatever, or just couldn't understand anything because his acuity was so bad. Tell me this doesn't apply. Whoever falsely assumes the authority of the United States or any officer thereof and acts as such shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. Mm. Now, if two or more people did that, then you'd have a conspiracy to violate this law. So, and if they lie about it, then you have a 1001 charge, which is lying to federal law enforcement about your role in a particular crime or an investigation. My point to that is, I really feel like it's worth looking into whether or not someone assumed the role of the President of the United States and did something, whether it was through the auto pen or whatever, under his authority. And there's problems with this investigation, obviously, because I don't know that Biden would remember a phone conversation yesterday, much less one he had 3 years ago. But it's certainly, there might be some email trails, text messages, Teams messages, whatever, Signal. And I just feel like this is a massive cover-up. He didn't get stage four prostate cancer that has metastasized to his bones in the last 110 days. My guess is he's known about this for quite some time. And his mental acuity's been bad since he ran in 2020, and everybody knew it, including his wife, including his chief of staff, and including his staff inside of the White House. So it the evidence has been before us this entire time. It didn't come out in the CNN debate with Trump. We knew it well before then, and I think a special counsel, the country deserves a special counsel to at least dig into what the truth is, whether charges come from it or not.
And I completely agree. And let me ask you, I hear what you're saying about the special counsel investigating the usurping of the authority of the office of the presidency or the conspiracy thereof. But what about lying to the public? What about misrepresenting the actual facts? Like you look at it and go, okay, how bad was the White House doctor that he didn't see it, or did he see it and he was ordered not to let it be known? I mean, I have to wonder who was literally making an effort at the cover-up, not just the usurping of authority, but isn't that also actionable, that there could be a cover-up of the usurping of the authority?
Well, and now you're talking about military officers, so you're talking about courts-martial.
Yeah.
So that goes along with the Joint Chiefs and Milley and everybody else who maybe were just doing things. I mean, there's a reason why the Secretary of Defense took 2 weeks off, because he was sick and didn't tell anybody. There's nobody to tell. The president ain't there. He's not. He wouldn't remember if I told him. I mean, there are common sense rules that just sort of factor in here. But a medical doctor, you wonder if the president said, "I'm not going to let you test my prostate," and he was getting private treatments in Delaware, which is maybe why he was going home every 2 weeks.
Right?
Who knows?
Well, I look at that too, and I think the same. I can't help but wonder. And of course, we're speculating. And even, you know, Scripture talks about destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And I get that. But I think God also gave us a brain, and we can also look at things and go, well, that's pretty obvious. In this right now, let me ask you this. There's always going to be the talk, and they said that Trump would lash out at his enemies, and he would set up a tyranny of, he would expose things, you know, and he would crush his enemies using lawfare, like they didn't try to do that with him. But do you see Attorney General Pam Bondi actually appointing somebody as special counsel? Do you perceive that happening?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to put any thoughts into general. Well, I guess words into General Bondi's mouth. I think she's an excellent Attorney General. If she decides not to, then she has good reason. This is nowhere near the totem pole of lawfare, however. This isn't, oh, well, we don't like Biden, so or his staff, so let's try to find something. No. This is what's become now a very obvious, I think, usurpation of presidential power at some level by someone. Whether it's provable or not, that's why you conduct an investigation. But I do not believe, as a professional prosecutor, for almost all of my adult life, that there wasn't at some point someone else making decisions that only the commander-in-chief can make. And there needs to be a reporting on that. Whether criminal charges come or not, that can be decided later. That's really where the discretion comes in anyway, right? It's not, well, we're just not even going to do the investigation into Hunter Biden because he's the president's son. That'd be unfair and look unseemly. No, do the investigation, find out how bad it is, and then determine if you want to give some sweetheart plea deal or if you want to let, you know, certain things go and he pleads to the tax evasion or avoidance, I guess, rather. Okay, fine. I'm fine with that discretion. But you can't just let it go because of who these people are. And if it's really, really bad, you can't let it go at all.
No, and I think some of it's going to wind up being somewhat obvious. I mean, I look at it and think, okay, the auto pen alone has a date stamp on it. And there have been reports already that show that the auto pen is date stamped at times when the president was not even in Washington, D.C., which meant that at the very least, he had to have only been able to give authority, you know, by vocal authority, so to speak, over the phone, which he may have done. But I would think there would have to be something a little more paper trailish to make sure that was locked down tight. But right now we're seeing the auto pen signing things while he's not even in town.
And not only that, but I mean, wouldn't you, as the guy calling for the auto pen authority, wouldn't you want to paper the, I mean, you're signing an executive
darn
order
right.
for a pardon through enough. I'm going to cover my hindquarters.
No kidding.
By saying, at this time, on this date, I spoke to the president and he ordered me or directed me to or gave me authority to X. Okay. I mean, there should be a log of that. If there's not, then now you got to recreate with phone records and emails and things like that. Did they even talk leading up to that moment? Right? Or was it just passing in the hallway? Is that the excuse? Right, somebody whispered to somebody at some point. I just do things because he can't remember if he told me yes or no. I'm telling you, I just it's hard to believe this guy was in charge of the country 4 years.
Yeah, it really is. And in fact, I don't think anybody really believes that anymore. Hey, last question for you. We got about a minute and a half. The appointment of a special counsel, do they get appointed with staff and all the assets necessary and become like a mini U.S. attorney's office where they got everything they need? Or are they running solo and scrambling on their own to try and pull things together? What do they get?
They get to pick their staff, in fact, unlike a U.S. attorney, I'll have you know. And so they can pick a team of lawyers, investigators, even have somebody in charge of public relations to field those questions from media. It swells to maybe 15 or 20 people, depending on the investigation. The Mueller investigation was massive, found nothing, it was a waste of time. Rob Hur's investigation was less than 10 people, which was the subject of the audio that we've seen come out. So
right.
you never know. You don't want too many people in the room, for sure, but there is some independence there in staffing.
Well, we'll see where it goes, ma'am, but I think you're on it. And if you get appointed, let us know, all right?
I'll do it.
All right. Hey, Jay Towne, former U.S. attorney, appreciate you. Thanks for your time, man. Semper Fi.
See you, Phil. We're rough.
All right, well, listen, that's an interesting dynamic. We'll come back, and I've got a little bit more on this topic, and then we'll move on from it. But y'all. And by the way, a bunch of y'all texting in, I'll get those too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.